Today, we're joined by Maya. Do you go by your entire name, Rosh Troopin? All right. So, and I'm saying that correctly. Cool. And you work with the Sunrise Movement in Asheville. And what do you do exactly for them?
Yeah, hi. Thank you for having me. My name is Maya Rosh Troopin. I am one of two hub coordinators with Sunrise Asheville, which is sort of like a hub. It's sort of like it's what we call like our chapters, basically.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So there are hubs nationally, and we have one in Asheville.
Awesome. Okay. So that goes to my first point. The Sunrise Movement is basically in a lot of places in the United States, right? Yeah, I mean, you guys are a youth movement, right?
Yes.
So are you all youths? And what does youth mean, actually?
Yeah, I can just like tell you a bit about what Sunrise is.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, so Sunrise is a youth-led movement, and what that youth is defined by Sunrise as 35 and under. And that is not really to say that we don't have many members who are over 35, but just sort of so that, you know, we're a movement for climate justice on a large scale, and really trying to, you know, change and transform how our society looks in order to combat climate change and, you know, inequity and injustice on all levels of government through the implementing of a Green New Deal, you know, nationally, statewide, and locally. And the reason that it is sort of capped at 35 in terms of leadership is just sort of this idea of like this generation or the generation that will be most impacted by climate change. So wanting to have those voices be heard and, you know, be sort of leading the charge. But that that isn't to say that we don't have members who are, you know, maybe not in that leadership role at the head of the organization, but, you know, really very much involved. Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah. That's great. So like you were saying, climate change is such a big issue, especially for the younger generation. And I've read a bit about, like on your website, about your guys' specific goals and mission. And you talk a lot about obviously climate change, but also the climate inequality we have in Asheville. So could you expand a little bit more on that? And could you, and what have you done in Asheville in terms of like actually, like what do you want?
Yeah, so, you know, Sunrise really believes that, like I said, you know, our mode to transforming our society to be a more just society is economic growth through a Green New Deal, through creating millions of green jobs, and really transforming what, you know, our economy and our society looks like in the process. And I guess I want to be more specific about that, because I think that's where sometimes people get confused about Sunrise, because it looks really different than a lot of other organizations. I think in that we really, really believe in integrative change. You know, Sunrise is not a climate change movement for because we want to go hiking, you know, and because we want you to recycle your plastic water bottles or whatever. We really believe in investing in the systems that heal us and divesting from the systems that harm us. So that includes things like, you know, defunding the police and, you know, immigration justice and justice for indigenous populations and all of those things, you know, fair and affordable housing and transit and, you know, a national jobs guarantee that would put people back to work and, you know, transition people away from working in, you know, not just leaving coal and oil workers out of a job, but actually, you know, guaranteeing that if we are to transition away from fossil fuels, that people will be put to work, you know, restoring our wetlands and building green infrastructure, and that it actually, you know, brings up the communities that are so often marginalized in this kind of society that we live in right now, where it's really profits first, and that ends up harming, you know, Black and brown people, indigenous communities, immigrants, people, you know, all sorts of people who could really benefit from this like new sort of way that we're working towards. And so sometimes I guess the question of what do we do can get confused because, you know, I'll give fundraising for an example, right? It makes it harder to fundraise when you're saying, when I'm saying, well, we're fundraising because we want to support the work of Indigenous activists, you know, in North Carolina. And they're like, well, but you're a climate change organization. Like, I don't understand, you know? And we're like, okay, well, it's all kind of the same thing. Does that make sense?
For sure. Yeah. I think that's been a big thing. People are talking about how climate change is a civil rights problem, basically. And you were saying the movement has been participating in the demonstrations.
Yeah. You asked about what we've done locally and, we believe in working like within the system and out of the system, like people power, political power. And so, you know, locally we do things like, we put a lot of pressure on city council to pass, the emergency like climate resolution, and to declare a climate emergency in Asheville. And you know, so that's a way that that's something we have done in Asheville. But outside of that, we do things like, you know, we worked with Song to go register voters that are often overlooked in some trailer park home communities in the area. And so that was one thing we did. We've been just recently doing a lot of just supporting of the organizing work that's already being done by, you know, Black leaders in Asheville. And trying to sort of do our part to like uplift the work that they're doing, you know, just like spread the word and get people out to protest and stuff. But I would say we're not really, you know, it's not really our place to be like leading the charge on that, but just really trying to support that work. You know, what else? Trying to work with communities that are being affected by COVID and, you know, mutual aid. Not that we are necessarily doing the mutual aid, but that we're looking to support, you know, other groups that are doing that work right now, because that's what feels like the most important thing. And it feels like it's all kind of tied together, you know.
You mentioned that you were a great deal, big part of passing the, I forget what it's called, the bill. I don't know exactly what it was, but could you explain a little bit more about that and how that's come along in terms of working out?
Yeah, passing a climate emergency or declaring a climate emergency in Asheville. It was a big fight. I am a bit newer to Sunrise, and that was a little while ago now. So I personally was not there for that, but I know that it required city council to really make some commitments that they will, you know, do things like hold listening sessions and prioritize, you know, Black and Brown Indigenous people's voices in terms of like what a Green New Deal looks like locally. That might be things like, it is things like fair free transit, you know, accessible, actually usable bus system in Asheville, which of course we have, but you know, the bus stop near my house comes once an hour. You know, if I need to use that to get to work and get home, then that's not really accessible for me if I need to go, you know, take care of my family or whatever else, you know. So there's a lot of things that looks like. And I think that we're definitely still waiting to see some action on that. And we haven't been pushing it so much right now because there's been so much focus on defunding the police, and we really want to just not take away from that and really just fully support that. So yeah, but we haven't gone away.
I'm glad. COVID is always in the back of everyone's mind, I guess. Have you guys been doing anything to support the community with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we've really wanted to do more to support mutual aid in the area, and that's definitely something that we're working on, getting more involved in. But I would say that we have definitely had like a number of our core members have to move and have, you know, transitions during this time. So we, like everyone else, I think, have had just somewhat less capacity. Okay. But, you know, trying to do what we can to volunteer with, you know, folks giving out food and, you know, preparing meals for people who are sick, just kind of trying to do what we can. But definitely, I mean, I think everyone's experiencing that it is harder to organize when we cannot be in person. But I would say that has not stopped us. And we've really been focusing a lot on local, supporting really awesome local politicians right now leading up to the November election. Mm-hmm. And just trying to, like, yeah, support local organizing.
Okay, cool. Do you want to, I don't know if you can, do you want to talk about that a little bit more, like your support for local politicians?
Yeah, definitely. So Sunrise, like I said, believes in, you know, we need that people power on the ground to show up and strike and organize and turn out in the streets so that we're really heard. But we also, you know, sustained change takes sort of institutionalizing that change is something that we believe. Like, we need people like, you know, AOC and actually recently, so because of that, nationally and locally, Sunrise has a democratic process for endorsing candidates. And so nationally, actually, we've had a lot of successes recently, which are really, really exciting. The wins of Jamal Bowman, Cori Bush, Mike Siegel in Texas, you know, the really, really near success of Charles Booker in Kentucky. Those were all obviously candidates in their own right, but really Sunrise nationally, you know, made millions of calls for those candidates to really kind of use the people power to combat what all the money can buy, which is oftentimes political power. So yeah, that's been really exciting. And then on a local level, we've endorsed two really awesome progressive candidates, Kim Roney and Nicole Townsend, who are running for Asheville City Council, and who are really champions of this Green New Deal locally, and, you know, investing and have been working for many years in the community, who are really like community organizers and members who are ready to fight for us. So now we're really trying to just turn out for them. So if anybody's listening who didn't know who to vote for before, Kim Roney and Nicole Townsend are really awesome. And it would make such a difference to have, you know, at least two progressives on city council.
So you kind of talked about, well, you spoke about how we can't really do anything in person, but I noticed you guys are having virtual meetings, and I saw you guys have a book club and stuff like that. Could you talk a little bit more about your events that you guys host?
Yeah, I did say we can't do a lot in person, but that's not totally true. We have definitely been, you know, going to the rallies and demonstrations and, you know, helping to, like, do some in-person like support work for people who are affected, but it definitely is harder, I would say. And so we have had to adjust somewhat, and we have monthly hub meetings for anybody who's interested in getting involved. And then we have four teams right now, a political actions team, which is doing a lot of that, like really watching what city council is doing, trying to put pressure on them to, you know, defund the police at least by 50% in accordance with Black Asheville's demands. And so really watching, you know, the county commission and city council really turning out for local progressive candidates, planning actions to put pressure on candidates, that kind of thing is what that team would do. And they meet every month also. So for people who want to be a little more involved. And then we have a partnerships team, which works on sort of building coalition with other organizations in Asheville and supporting their work. We meet once a month. And then we also have a fundraising team and a like communication outreach team at all monthly meetings, basically. And then on our Facebook, we're always putting out events and calls to action, and yeah, so there's lots to do.
It seems like
we do have a book club also.
That's there too. Could you tell the listeners about how to join these things and how to get more involved if they do want to, or can you donate to this movement?
Yeah, how to get more involved. I would say the first thing is just looking to either reaching out on Facebook. We're pretty responsive and we are looking for new members, you know, all the time, but especially right now leading up to this election and, like, you know, in the midst of this really like mass uprising, like more folks to sort of share some of the work is awesome. And we're always looking for that. But I would say Facebook is the easiest way. We do have an Instagram as well, which I think is just Sunrise Movement Asheville. I would say that if you're interested in getting involved, you know, please reach out and we would be so happy to have you. You know, we need people to do all sorts of things, everything from fundraising to, you know, we're going to be doing a lot of turning out for our local candidates, to planning actions to put pressure on, you know, the politicians who are not listening to us, to, you know, showing up when other organizations really need help. So yeah, there's plenty to do if you are interested in being involved in making change in the way that we like to help make change. Please come join us. Definitely. And I think the easiest way to ease in is just sort of joining a hub meeting. But you know, we're all here.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, do you have anything to say before I let you go?
I feel like my experience, you know, before I joined Sunrise, I felt really, I think that kind of anxiety that a lot of young people, I think, feel around, it feels like so much is happening and what can I even do? And, you know, I hear we have 10 years left to make change so that our earth is not, you know, we haven't done irreversible damage to our earth, and it just feels so overwhelming. And, you know, for me, one of the reasons that I joined was I have close connections with friends in El Salvador, and really hearing about the way that the climate crisis is, you know, going to affect people that I love and care about in, you know, not so long from now. And today already, you know, it just so happens that the people I know don't live in places that are already affected right in the second, but, you know, it's not in the so distant future. And so I think I just felt really like, you know, it can be kind of paralyzing. Like, what can you even do, you know? And since I've joined Sunrise, I've really felt some, like, a relief, because I felt like I'm actually able to do something to help. And there are just so few barriers to getting involved once you're involved, like to actually doing things. You know, I joined, I went to a hub meeting, and Alex Lyons, who's my co-coordinator, but was the coordinator, sole coordinator at the time. This is about a year ago. She sat down with me and said, "Hey, do you want to, you know, do X, Y, and Z?" And the next week I was involved, you know, out registering voters, talking to local organizations. And I just felt like, I think why I really love Sunrise is because it's national, it's statewide, it's local, and it's really, really strategically organized, and in a way that where we're having wins and successes, where, you know, Joe Biden just released his climate plan, and, you know, we certainly want him to be further on it, making more progress to, or committing to more progress. But because the head of Sunrise was asked to help him make that climate plan, you know, involved in his climate plan is a new investment in a climate core and green jobs and, you know, trillions of dollars of investment in climate green infrastructure, which just wouldn't have happened otherwise. You know, I mean, maybe it would have happened, but just, you know, and seeing Cori Bush, who's a Black Lives Matter activist who was on the streets of Ferguson, you know, that is what she did, actually ousting a, you know, 20 plus year Democratic establishment incumbent to, you know, represent us in Congress. I mean, it takes, you know, such an organized and smart and thoughtful movement, you know, and to kind of do that. And it just feels really exciting that maybe we're making some progress. And anyways, I don't know. It's been a really awesome experience for me.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. This was better than I could have imagined.
Thanks for having me. Absolutely. Happy to talk anytime.
Yeah. Well, have a good one.
Thanks. You too.